The new movie Zero Dark Thirty tells the story of the hunt for Osama bin Laden and the raid into Pakistan that resulted in his death. The film has been a political football for months. Some question its depiction of the role of harsh interrogation methods. Many have also asked if filmmakers had access to classified information. Well, critic Bob Mondello must now answer another question. Is the movie any good?
With a screen pitch black at the start of Zero Dark Thirty, we hear the confusion and alarm of September 11, 2001. Reports that a plane has hit the World Trade Center. Then the voices of a 911 operator reassuring a frightened Trade Center worker that she'll be okay, though she won't. When the screen finally brightens, it's for a grim, black site interrogation half a world away. A nephew of Osama bin Laden strung up from the ceiling, bruised and bloodied, finally cut down only so that he can be waterboarded. Witnessing all this is a new CIA tracker, played with fierceness and almost no backstory by Jessica Chastain. She appears outwardly shaken, but once she settles in...
Third floor, northeast corner.
Her colleagues will realize she has a single-mindedness and inner resolve that'll carry her through trips down lots of investigative blind alleys.
You don't think she's a little young for the hard stuff?
Washington says she's a killer.
A killer. Literally true, though not for years yet. Catherine Bigelow and Mark Bowell, director and writer of The Hurt Locker, must first send their heroine through a bureaucratic minefield, one where a colleague's misstep proves lethal, the investigative terrain changes daily, and her superiors have blind spots.
I don't care about bin Laden. You're going to start working on the American Al-Qaeda cells. Protect the homeland.
You just want me to nail some low-level mullah crackadola so you can check that box on your resume that says while you were in Pakistan, you got a real terrorist. But the truth is, you don't understand Pakistan, and you don't know Al-Qaeda. Either give me the team I need to follow this lead, or the other thing you're going to have on your resume is being the first station chief to be called before a congressional committee for subverting the efforts to capture or kill bin Laden.
That she will prevail, you know going in, but the hows and whys make Zero Dark Thirty a riveting investigative procedural for its first 2 hours, and the payoff, the remaining 40 minutes, when Navy SEALs plunge in their stealth helicopters through a mountain range in inky blackness, is almost more startling than anything that went before. Every action movie you've ever seen has prepared you for a rush through doors and upstairs when they get to the compound in Abbottabad, but that's not what happened in real life. So, shooting in night vision greens and blacks, Bigelow shows us a careful, painstaking, methodical assault, made pulse-quickening not by Hollywood flash, but by the operation's very slowness and discipline in the face of a gathering, angry crowd. No one who saw The Hurt Locker would expect these filmmakers to turn the hunt for the world's most notorious terrorist into a rah-rah, get-the-bad-guy thriller, but the degree of complexity they bring to their subject has to be counted a surprise in a major Hollywood film. Was the death of Osama bin Laden worth the moral price, the compromised ideals? The filmmakers almost can't help raising those questions, but they leave them for the audience to answer. This is not a triumphant story in their telling, but it is one uncommonly freighted with the weight of history. I'm Bob Mondello.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.